little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We're now talking about breastfeeding advice. Emma is 36 weeks pregnant and wants advice on whether she should be breastfeeding a baby. She wants to know how it would benefit a baby and herself.
So you'd like to know a little bit more about the benefits of breastfeeding, both for yourself and for baby. Is that right, Emma?
That's right, Doctor.
Okay, so I'm going to try and explain that to you now. So breast milk contains antibodies which help to fight infection. So that's a good thing for your baby.
Right.
If breastfeeding does work out for you, then it will help you also to bond with your baby, which is another benefit.
Right.
Breastfeeding may also give the baby some protection against diabetes and asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And for yourself, the benefits of breastfeeding are that it reduces your risk of getting ovarian and breast cancer.
Right.
And it also helps the womb to contract down after birth, and it can help with weight loss.
Right.
It's also an added advantage that it's free and easily available. How does that sound, Emma? Does that help you make your decision?
That's very useful information, Doctor. Thank you.
So do you think that you would like to breastfeed once you do have the baby?
I think I would like to breastfeed. It's clearly good for the baby and for me. I just felt nervous about how to do it.
Yes, I think that's totally natural, Emma. What you need to do is that when you do start breastfeeding, make sure that your baby's chin is against the breast and that you can't see any of the outer brown part of the nipple beneath their lower lip. The lips should be curled outwards and you should be able to hear him swallowing. The midwives will be able to help you with that in hospital once you're getting started and help you to understand how to do that. The other thing is that if he does fall asleep and you can't wake him, then remove him from the breast, and that will help to avoid sore nipples. Sometimes lanolin-based creams or nipple guards may help prevent soreness as well.
Thanks, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.